not trying to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you're just being you. And that's what's so great about it. Also, you're extremely handsome.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
You look fantastic.
I got a haircut for this.
The Broke Agent presents Over Ask Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Over Ask. Today, we have a... Well, this is a bit of a different episode.
Not a special guest.
I thought you were going to say special guest. This is a perfect... It's Robert Mack is on the program. He's our first Iron Man, Eric. He's our first Iron Man.
He is awesome. Well, we don't actually know that for a fact. No. We have interviewed 70 other people. I'm sure maybe one of them have run an Iron Man, but he's the first recent Iron Man
runner. And probably first. This guy's swimming with sharks.
Yeah,
I mean, talk about, you know, real estate agents always go, oh, I'm a shark. Robert, you're swimming with the sharks.
Definitely swimming with the sharks, man. And you guys would be surprised how peaceful these creatures are, despite what people think. You know, everyone has their worldview of what a shark is, and they're just not like that.
So let's just jump right into this, Robert. Once you swim with sharks, you can deal with any client. You can go on any appointment. You know how to deal with anything at this point, I would assume. Is that correct?
I mean, when you think about it like that, yes, right? It's like we have this worldview of what fear is, and we tell ourselves these stories about how a client appointment's going to go, or what's going to happen if we jump into the ocean with 15 sharks that are kind of circling your boat. And we have this idea, and we usually come up with this worst case scenario. But when you actually do things that require you to break through fear, you realize it wasn't as bad or nearly as bad as what you thought it was going to be. It's the same with real estate, right? So same with door knocking, same with call and expires. Everyone's freaked out about, oh my God, the seller is going to rip me apart. But 95% of people are great to talk to, but no one really ever gets to that point and sees that because they never get beyond their fear.
Right.
Yeah. I had that fear permanently as a real estate agent. Anytime I was going to inspection, anytime an open house, I always felt like I was going to get some sort of question asked that I didn't know the answer to. And that did happen a lot, but there was really nothing horrible that ever came from that. Like, I remember just every time I even went to a showing, I had a horrible pit in my stomach of just some interaction I'm going to have where I'm going to get exposed for not knowing as much as I should. And that's probably just a testament to my, not lack of preparation, but just doing so much other stuff too. But
well, to be fair, Eric, you did have that incident where the guy took out a gun in an open house.
Yeah, that's true. That was very early on too. That certainly changed my worldview. But before we get into all the mindset stuff, like, by the way, everyone, this is going to be a completely different podcast. We're not going to be talking hashtag strategy and what to do with reels. Robert Mack is an incredible realtor in the Orange County. He's in the Tom Ferry ecosystem. He's a good friend of mine. And Mack, if you could just give us a quick little background of yourself, and then we'll dive into everything you've been doing with the mindset, the adventures, and how it's affected your real estate business.
Okay, so background on myself, I've been licensed and selling real estate in Orange County for almost 17 years now. Eight of those years, I did it by myself. So when I talk to people about how solo agents wing it, I speak from experience. I was that solo agent. For the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, I've been building a team, and now I've gotten to a point where we do have kind of a well-oiled machine, and, you know, it's not perfect. We're always looking to grow and get better. But that's real estate, right? It's changing constantly. In terms of myself, personally, I don't have any kids, so I do have a lot more flexibility when it comes to, you know, being a bit more selfish in doing things like the things we're going to be talking about today. Not everybody has the luxury of doing it. I just love doing things that are fun, man. I just love being able to experience life at the fullest level, and I don't want any regrets, you know, when I get older and look back and go, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. So I think that's a lot of the stuff that we're going to be talking about today is, you know, doing things that are going to create a life that is worth living.
Yeah. I prepared for this episode, 'cause I know you're an Orange County realtor. I've been rewatching all the episodes of the OC.
So, the dedication we put in.
Yeah,
this.
I've been. Yeah, just because in case I saw you somewhere, or maybe a house or two you sold on the show. You know, I do. We're real deal here at Overask. Yeah. You know, Robert.
I don't. I expect nothing less for the number one podcast.
Exactly. And congratulations for being on.
Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor. It really is.
I know. Yeah. No, of course.
Well, Mac, I would have had you on in the early episodes, but there's been so much that's developed since we've started this and since I've known you. And, you know, we met at a Tom Ferry conference in like 2019. And you're always, you know, we had a great rapport immediately, a couple of misunderstandings at the beginning. But just then I feel like there was a shift where you joined, it's called We Are They, correct?
And we are the They.
We Are the They. Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind and of I, like and a, I can explain to you how that title came about. So it makes a lot
I'm
more
excited
sense,
to right? hear all about this. But I want to just set the table a little bit here. At one of the Tom Ferry conferences, you were standing with myself, Dan O'Neill, and Ryan. And we were joking about like, who is a better, you know, who's the biggest guy's guy, basically. And we were talking about what do yeah. guys do? You know, we grill, which I can't do. We, what were the other things? We watch sports.
We
chop
wood.
We
build things.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We go to Home Depot.
I do none of those things.
Oh, I go to Home Depot, but I just like
to fix a leaky toilet.
Exactly. So we do all these things. And then about a month later after this joke, and we have a group chat now called the Guys Guys, where we text each other anytime we're doing something that's, you know, quote unquote manly. Like Dan O'Neill just texted that he was like, you know, fishing the other day. And then you joined a group that's literally like a Guys Guys group. Is it because of this joke? What is We Are the They?
So it was just extremely coincidental.
It's not because of us.
But it is such a guys group. Yeah. It wasn't because of you.
Okay. I thought you just took the joke so seriously that you joined
this
group.
I'm like, I have to prove to these guys that I'm the biggest guys. So,
exactly.
And by the way, I loved your Iron Man joke because you said an iron guy instead of an Iron Man. Yeah, so I love exactly. that, an iron guy.
Yeah.
So basically, I want to say it was April or May of last year. And I was at Bill Pipes' birthday party. And Bill Pipes and I, well, Bill Pipes used to coach a guy named Jimmy Rex. Jimmy Rex is the founder of We Are the They. And Jimmy used to be a volunteer, and maybe still is a volunteer for the Underground Railroad, which is an organization that their goal is to end child trafficking. It's a very important organization to Jimmy and a lot of other people. So Jimmy and a few people were going undercover trying to capture these child traffickers. I mean, you can imagine how dangerous that is, right? Like, yeah. God knows what's going on in that world. If people are willing to do that, then they're probably willing to slice your throat. Okay. So he was undercover and he went through like kind of a really crazy experience. And after that experience, he was talking to his girlfriend at the time, and he was telling his girlfriend, like, this is what we have to do, and this is how we're going to end it. And his girlfriend was like, you know, she's like, why? I don't want you to be involved in this anymore. It's too dangerous. I don't want you to get hurt. She's like, they can handle it. And Jimmy's like, what do you mean they can handle it? Who's they? We are the they. Like, if we don't do it, no one's going to do it. And that's how the concept of We Are the They came about, is no one's going to create change. If we want change in this world, if we want change in our lives, we have to take ownership and do it ourselves. We are the they, right? Got that's it. Like think about it. Like when you're on the freeway and somebody gets in an accident, like 99.9% of people just keep driving, right? How many people actually pull over to stop to see if this person's okay? Oh, the someone they. Else will handle it. They'll do it, right? But if everybody says they'll do it, then no one does it, then nothing ever happens. So right. that's the concept behind it. And basically the group is, it's 50 men, guys.
Yeah,
awesome. And it's really, the group is designed to help every member of the group become a better husband, become a better brother or sister, you know, become a better father, become a better business owner, become a better friend. And that's really what it's about. It's about just true personal growth. And we spend a lot of time every week masterminding and talking about different strategies to be better, going through different exercises to be better. Jimmy brings special guests that talk about their experiences. And so, for example, the module that we're in right now is finances. And a couple of weeks ago, we were in Lake Powell, and Jimmy brought out a guy that's worth $170 million. And he basically came out and was like, this is what I'm worth. This is how I started. This is my journey over the last 10 years. This is what I do. This is what I focus on. This is my daily routine. And it's like, he's exposing us. I mean, you guys know, right? Like, our net worth is directly related to our network. And so Jimmy's exposing us to these really high level people. Depending on the module that we're in, so that we can learn, absorb, and grow and become the best version of ourselves. And in the middle of all that, he throws in all these like bucket list trips. For example, the swimming with the sharks, right? So I'm excited to tell you guys that the next trip is set for July 2023. It's running with the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. So that's pretty terrifying.
Like the Chicago Bulls or the real Bulls?
No, like the Bulls, like when you watch it on YouTube and the bull comes and snatches the guy and throws him over the fence. Like,
yeah, that's Johnny Knoxville style. Yeah. He's had some incidents with that. Jesus.
And so it's like there's an aspect of fun. There's an aspect of camaraderie. There's an aspect of breaking through our personal fears. And then there's an aspect of growth. And it's just, for me, it was exactly what I needed because my entire life was consumed by real estate. And so it's like, we go to these Tom Ferry events and all these different, like the summit. And it's like all my friends and Eric and Matt, you probably are in the same boat. Like we have a lot of friends that are real estate agents because they get us. And so you're always talking about real estate and it sort of gets old after a while. And so it's nice to be able to be part of a group that's not necessarily focused around real estate, but not necessarily focused around business.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, every, you know, how many times a week do you get a real estate agent coming up? How's business? How many doors, you know, it's just like, gets so old so fast. So how is it? Like, it's almost like you're living two different lives at this point. And they do kind of come back and meet each other in the middle. But like, when you go do these things like swim with sharks and you're going to be running with bulls, then you come back to your everyday life. I know it sounds insane.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Then you come back to your everyday life of real estate. Is it like boring? Is it easy? Is it like, what does that do to your mindset when you come back to your business?
It's a little bit more challenging than somebody would think. Like I kind of had, for example, with the Ironman. You know, I signed up for the Ironman in December and I spent the next 5 months committing my life to training for it. And that was my identity. Like, that's what I did every day. I mean, I told three really close friends and family that I can't even go to their wedding because I had to train for the Ironman. Like, me saying yes to their wedding meant me saying no to Ironman. And I had made a commitment. I didn't want to let my peers down. And then I do the Ironman and then I come back and I'm like depressed. You know, I'm like, God, what am I going to do? Like, I got nothing to do. I've been training for 8 hours a day for the last 5 months. And now I literally have a completely wide open schedule. So it takes some time to transition back into like normal reality. I'd say usually a couple of weeks and then I get back in the swing of things. Like, sometimes I even question whether or not I want to be in real estate after I come back from these like life altering experiences, because I start to question, like, is real estate why I was put on this planet? Like, is that my highest and best use of time? Or are there other ways that I can make a difference in this world? And then after a couple of weeks, that sort of wears off and I get back into the groove and we knock on some doors and we make some phone calls and I take a couple of listings and my team takes a few listings and we close some deals and I'm back into the real estate Rob mindset until I go on my next trip. So I try to keep them spread out. Otherwise, it's just hard. It's just like an emotional roller coaster sometimes.
From a consumer perspective, it's been fascinating to follow. I think I even texted you about it. Just the content you were producing before the cliff diving. Where was that? Was that in Utah?
That was in Moab. Yeah. Okay. So that's actually one of the, probably the more after I came back from that cliff jump, I was like, God, I want to jump off of more stuff. That was exhilarating.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about that, guys, is I was terrified for months leading up to it. And the night before, I couldn't even sleep. And I was a complete mental wreck. And the minute I jumped off, like literally the microsecond that my feet left that rock, I was pure bliss. It was like the most exciting, fun thing I ever did. And even before I got to the bottom of the rope swing, I was like, I want to do this again. This is so amazing. I started Googling it. It's pretty much the most intense cliff jump / rope jump in the country.
Wow. And that was your first one. So for people who haven't seen this content, he documented the entire thing, like the before, during, after. There's an incredible like compilation video of like the joy you could see on your face, you know, as you're doing it, you know, you push that guy and then jump off the cliff. But the before, the fear, it was so palpable. Like I felt it too. The way you were talking to the camera, you're like, I'm about to do it. I'm next in line. This is the craziest thing I've ever done. It was like, yeah, we were witnessing it. And, you know, just to relate this a little bit to real estate and content, like there was nothing like it that I've seen. Like you say, like real estate seems like nothing, you know, when you go on these trips, basically when I'm consuming content, nothing else seems interesting except when I'm watching this. And I bet your followers and your clients have such a deeper connection with you and understand you better as a person when they're seeing this, instead of just saying like, hey, here's my open house. Here's my just solds. Yeah. Here's me door knocking. It's like, holy crap. This guy is like, you know, doing something crazy here. And that content connects so much more deeply.
That vulnerability is what I think really connects with absolutely. People. And we say it all the time from, like I said, like you said, Eric, bringing it back to like real estate and marketing, like showing your real self, like that's how you relate with your consumer. And it's so cool that you're doing it in a way that like you love doing that. And I think it's going to make everything in your life better. It is cool to hear that you are like mortified, because when you first started talking about this, because I don't know as much as Eric does about what you're doing or what you have been doing, I just thought, okay, 50 guys, you probably, none of you have any cares in the world, and you probably just like to be extremists or whatever.
You're all just playing catch with each other.
Yeah, just like jumping. I just thought of those guys in Harold and Kumar when they're just like extreme cheddar.
Yeah.
50
just
of
like,
them.
Just like a grocery store.
Yeah.
But it's cool to hear that, like, I guess all of you, depending on what trip you're going on, like you probably all have like, there's that one trip that's like, a couple of you are more scared of than others. And then like, I guess the cliff diving was yours that you were like super scared of, or are you kind of scared to do all of it? Like the shark thing, where you're just as scared to do that.
All of it.
Well?
Yeah. All of it. So what I tell people and what I say in my head is literally I'm 51, super excited to do something that is going to be something that very few people will ever experience. And then I'm 49% terrified to do it. So I'm literally almost half and half with the shark thing. Dude, it was crazy. Like we took a boat out into the middle of the ocean in the Bahamas. And when we got to the area where we were supposed to be swimming with sharks, I literally looked over the side of the boat and there was like 25 sharks circling the boat. And these dudes were throwing fish into the water to get them excited. And I'm
like, get them all fired up.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. They're
fighting over each. I have videos of these sharks fighting over each other to grab these dead fish. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, why are you getting them all excited? Like, we're about to jump in and they're all excited and aggressive. And he's like, no, man, we want them to be full so that they're not hungry to eat you. And I was like, what? Like, they're going to eat
insane.
Us. And then they're like, okay, let's go. And the thing is when you're with a group of like, you know, we broke up the 50 guys into, well, only like 30 went to the trip, and we broke it up into 10 groups, three groups of 10. So it's like, you don't have time to think. Like, it's like, okay, first one, jump in. Second person, jump in. And you're kind of in line and you just got to go. It was the same with the cliff jump. Like, you don't have time to go, I don't know, I don't want to do it. Like, if you're next in line, you go, because there's people that are waiting and you just,
that's
you just
mortifying
do it.
To me. The pressure of that, I would have
it was terrifying.
Complete panic attack.
Does anyone ever not do it?
Like, yeah, I was gonna,
out of 50 guys, there's got to be someone that's just like, all right, look, I got to the cliff.
One dude.
You know, I like you guys. One dude.
One dude didn't do man. It.
And didn't do the cliff? Sorry? The cliff
didn't
or the
do
shark?
The cliff.
Okay.
Did he get up to the jump, or like how far did he get?
He got up. He put his harness on. And the thing is what they say is they're like, because I don't know if you, Eric, I know you've seen the video. And by the way, thank you for your support, Eric. You and I were texting back and forth that entire weekend. And like, I just felt the love from you. But like,
he's living vicariously through
you. The guy was like, I'm going to stand in front of you. And I'm the metaphorical barrier in your life. And when you tell me to move out of your way, you're telling that metaphorical barrier to move. And he goes, I don't want you to think. I just want you to go. And then he's like, do you want me to move? And I was like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
Because like, everyone's like, why were you such a dick to him? I'm like, I wasn't a dick. I just needed him to go because I didn't have the balls to jump if it took him even one more second to get out of the way. My head was going to get in my way. And that one guy that didn't do it, when he moved, he literally took three steps up and looked over the edge. And that was it. And he was up there for 15 minutes. We're all trying to cheer him on. And he just never was able to get over that hump, and he just didn't do it. So I mean, I get it. And you guys were texting me like, I could never do that. And I thought to myself, if I was in your shoes and I saw a friend of mine or anybody do what I did, I would be like, there's no way I could ever do that. It's just, there's just no way. But going through it, anybody could do it. You totally could do it. Both of you could do it. And you'd be like, Mac, that was the best experience of my life. It was so fun.
Let me tell you, I could never do that. And I am 100% positive. There is zero doubt in my mind. I don't care if some guy's telling me to push him out of the way. I don't care if there's 49 other guys cheering me on. No way in hell could I ever do that. No way.
The thing is,
but that's why we're having you on.
I weigh too much. I'm in my head all day long. I mean, this is just how I am, but like, it's a risk reward thing for me, you know, like risk, you know, it always outweighs the reward for me. Unless like, I'm going to jump down there and, you know, I'm going to meet the Kardashians and have like $500 million at the bottom.
Appointment. Okay.
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Maybe a listing appointment. One
listing appointment.
Everyone stop. Matt, people want to work with the best, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, clients want to work with the best agent in the market. You want to go to the best Italian restaurant. I want to go to the best golf course. And people want to listen to the best podcast in the game, which of course is us. And agents want to use the best CRM in the business. And what is that, Matt?
That's right. Well, that's Boomtown, the number one user rated real estate CRM. And it's so much more than a CRM, Eric. You know that?
Yeah.
It's all the tools and tech you need to close more deals and grow a sustainable real estate business.
By the way, I went to the Boomtown Unite conference, one of the best real estate conferences I've ever been to, if not the best. So yeah, check out Boomtown and see how you can score $750 in free digital advertising. Visit boomtownry.com/overask.
That's boomtownry.com/overask.
That's boomtownry.com/overask.
But yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of metaphorical nuggets in this episode that people are gonna have to decode.
This is unlike anything we've ever talked about.
Well, unlike anything you've ever heard.
I'd like to add one more thing. So again, please. The concept of the group isn't about just having fun. The point of jumping off the cliff wasn't just to jump off a cliff and have fun or break through a metaphorical fear. The idea behind the cliff jump was that we all are being held back by one or more things. And so the exercise, we did a meditation the night before, and we did what's called Hape, actually spelled R-A-P-E, which is pretty aggressive, but pronounced Hape. It's like a Brazilian tobacco that they blow into your nose that grounds you. And then you meditate and you sort of spend 30 minutes focusing on, okay, when I jump off this cliff, what am I going to leave behind? What is holding me back? And a lot of people didn't know this about me, but I smoked cigarettes for 25 years, pretty much straight. And then for the last couple of years, since vaping became so popular and vaping was so easy to like disguise, then I switched to vaping. But I was constantly taking in nicotine for 27 years. And so when I did my meditation, what was clear to me was that I needed to let go of nicotine. That was the one thing holding me back. And I was like Mr. Health and Wellness. Like I'm like, eat your greens and eat more broccoli and exercise. But I'm a closet smoker, just token on the vape.
Yeah.
And so that was what I decided to leave behind. So I jumped on December the 4th, 2021. And that's why I screamed, fuck nicotine. That was the anchor. And I'm happy to say that I haven't had any nicotine since then. And it's almost my 7-month anniversary. So it wasn't just jumping off a cliff and having fun. It wasn't just jumping off a cliff and breaking through a fear. I jumped off that cliff and left behind a 27-year nicotine addiction. And now I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life. And I feel liberated that I'm not tied to that stupid cigarette or that stupid vape anymore. So that's part of the growth that I experienced on that trip.
Yeah. Let's get Dan O'Neill in this group. Maybe he could kick his Juul habit.
Yeah. That's amazing though. I mean, because you're every time you do something like that, you're working out your mind. And yes. I found that too. Like, I'm usually very much in my head with a lot of things and I have some anxiety with particular things. But once you're almost faced with that adversity that you can't change, you'll notice when you're in the middle of it, you can get through it. And you're actually calmer than you think you would be. For me, at least, the lead up to things is always the most anxiety inducing. And once you're actually in the thick of it, you realize, okay, I can figure this out. And once you actually do complete the task or do what you had to do, your mind is stronger than it was before. So then when you get to the next task, you're like, well, I've done this already. So now, right. You know, I think I could, and it does really help. So it's cool to hear that you're almost like what you said. It's not just you jumped off a cliff because you thought it was going to be fun. Like it was a lot of different things. And now you've been 7 months off nicotine, which congrats. That's
Thank you. My parents
both smoked my whole life. So it's, I understand how hard it is to quit.
Yeah, it was challenging. And you know, the really cool thing about it, as you were talking, I had an idea. It's like, I'm also a head case, like, you know, for a lack of a better word, I know that what we say to ourselves matters, but I overthink so much and I'm so nervous. And a lot of times we think of what's the worst case scenario versus what's the best case scenario. So when I go through these like experiences, like what I thought the cliff jump was going to be versus what it was way different. What I thought the shark dive was going to be like versus what it was way different. Like it went from, oh my God, I might get eaten by a shark to, holy shit, that 16-foot hammerhead that swam over me felt so peaceful and grounded that I had no fear. And I was in the water for 45 minutes with like 25 sharks circling us, and I never once felt afraid. So now what I'm able to do, because you said it's like working out your mind, is when I start to overthink things, I go, Rob, you're completely overthinking this. Like, you and I both know that it's not going to be as bad as you think, and it's probably going to be way better. So just get out of your head and focus on what you need to do. And that's what's been very helpful by doing these crazy things, is I can actually have my logical side of my brain talk to my emotional side of it. And basically I'm schizophrenic and I'm like, dude, shut up. You're being over the top. It's going to be fine. And 9 times out of 10, it is fine.
That's actually like, I would say almost a skill to be able to do that, because so many times in my past, you get to a point where you're just like, no, I can't. And then you're just like, you're done. Right. Like, and for me, it's super weird because like the shark thing, if I was there, okay, I'd get on the boat. And then it's always like, I think something's going to happen to me. You could all go and be completely fine, but I'm going to be the one that I'm always scared that it's going to like come on the news the next day. Like something never happened before in the history of the world. Like, oh, this guy like jumped with sharks, and then literally every shark just destroyed his face. like
a feeding frenzy on Matt Leonetti. Like, breaking news. I'm always scared.
Yeah, that breaking news. Like it's
literally just ahead now.
All 49 guys could go, and then I go
to the top.
Yeah, still talking.
It's just like so
good
crazy.
For content. Yeah,
you know. Content. Were you guys at the summit last year with Michelle Poehler? Do you remember her?
No, I was there, but
Eric, yeah. Okay, he was cool. There, but wasn't there.
You were probably taking care of Dan when he was on standing on a chair screaming like he had never been outside his house before. No, so there was a presenter, Michelle Poehler, and she actually wrote a book called Hello Fears. And the concept of the book was she was going to do 100 scary things for the next 100 days. And what she said was, most people operate in life focusing on what's the worst case scenario, and very few people ever focus on what's the best case scenario. So again, a lot of times if I'm in my head about something I'm just like, I see myself going down this dark path of doom and destruction, I'll stop myself. I'll catch myself and I'll say, you know, stop thinking that way. What is the best case scenario? And then I'll start thinking like, oh, if it goes like this, then I get this. Or if I get this, then that happens. And now, you know, like our thoughts change our physiology changes our energy. And then when our energy is changing, we are actually acting differently regardless of what we're doing. So it's like being able to catch myself and then logically talk to my crazy part of my brain and then change my state and change my energy. It's just, that's been the biggest game changer for me, is like, I know we're all ahead cases. I know we all overthink things, but like we can stop ourselves and pattern interrupt ourselves and start to focus on the better parts of what the outcome is going to be versus the worst case scenario. Like, why would you be the only one that gets eaten by all the sharks and there's 15 other people there? Like my mindset is like, dude, there's 15 people there. The chances of me getting eaten are super low because there's 14 other people there that could potentially get in the way of me and that shark, right? So it's just about your view of the world.
Yeah. And the energy thing is like, I'm really big into law of attraction. Many people know this by now, but I really do think that you kind of create your future and how your energy is, that's the kind of energy you're going to get back. That's why when so many people are complaining that, you know, they don't have this, they don't have that, they need a better job, they're never going to get it if they just keep complaining. And a lot of the things that have happened to me have been like, I journal every night and like I do things like that. And I really do believe that that has a big part in what I'm doing now. And a lot of the things I've asked for and worked towards, I've now received. And it sounds crazy to people who don't believe it. Eric's looking at me like I'm a fucking...
No, I'm not. No, no, man. I think I'm literally not looking at you like that at all. It was just, my eyes moved for 1 second. That's all.
He's looking at me like a hammerhead shark or something over there.
My opinion is that we are destined to succeed. Like the world is in our favor.
Yeah.
But most of us, we repel the abundance because of our mindset. You know, like we hear it all the time. And like, for example, I don't know, you hear somebody say like, oh my God, I got nothing in my pipeline and my business is shit. Like that could completely be true. But you telling yourself that is just that negative self-talk that's reinforcing that behavior. And now your energy is at an all-time low. Nobody wants to do business with a depressed person that has no pipeline. Great. So it's like, hey, yeah, I got nothing going on. I got no one in my pipeline, but that's okay because today's a new day. I'm going to make some calls. I'm going to call my database. I'm going to have some great conversations and I'm going to set an appointment and I'm going to get a listing soon. Like that's just, it is what it is. Right?
You have to put it out there and you have to do it like that. Like you have to say it like you just said it.
All right, let me make a point here.
I got
something just right off of what you were saying, which, you know, I'm looking into my inner self now as you're talking about this. And I'm realizing the entire like impetus behind the broke agent, the entire start behind the broke agent from 2015 was literally exactly what you said. I called it the broke agent. It was all negative thoughts. It was all anxiety. It was all, hey, I have nothing in my pipeline. I literally screenshotted open house, you know, sign-in sheets where nobody was there. I would talk about how I would cold call and door knock and I would pray to God no one would answer the phone or open the door. And I was literally exuding negative energy for years. And I think that still has like a deep, you know, entrenched aspect of the content, because I think it's that anxiety that people find a lot of commonalities in, and it gives me that edge and humor. And I think I almost don't do what you do where I have that conversation in my head. I just go down the negative route because sometimes I'm thinking like, okay, if I start getting in this positive mindset, it might take away a little bit of the humor aspect of it. Like I think sometimes people like that, you know, satirical, you know, pessimistic viewpoint, but I want to live more like how you live for sure, where it's more positive. I don't think I exude negative energy. It's a lot of the content though.
It depends what you're doing though. Like you're right. Comedy, you need to go down that. That's comedy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're like exuding that in all aspects of your life.
Right.
This means like that content that you're creating, you're right. It is relatable. A lot of people have had zero people at an open house or door knocking, got told to fuck up, like whatever. So, I mean, I think that's different because like, obviously broke agent is a gigantic success.
Correct. Yes.
So
it is. Worked.
We're moving away from that too, obviously. Like the content has certainly evolved. But I just want to say, like, also looking at your content, Robert, Mac, your content, and I said this at the beginning though, it's so fascinating and it's not preachy. Like there's some motivation content and some mindset content that I look at that's whether it's just motivational quotes or it's just someone just telling me how to live a better life that I get so turned off by. But you, the way you go about it, like with your captions, like it's so real that you're immediately attracted to it. Like, and you could tell with like content, it's like, okay, real estate content, you're trying to think of a caption, you're trying to figure out how to get engagement, you're trying to, you know, make people like this photo. But with that type of content about like how you quit nicotine, or you're jumping off a cliff, or your Iron Man and how you felt after the Iron Man, where you said you're like, you're depressed, those captions in that content is so much better because it's just so real. You're not having to like tweak what you're doing. It's like, it's just exploding on the page. So good work. Everybody should follow Robert Mack.
Yeah, it's legit. I'm going to do a deep dive on your page. Yeah. Like Eric has sold this for me. I mean, this is incredible. Call me
Derek.
Eric.
It's like, just what? Switch names on me.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I mean, I really do. I value your opinion and I know, like, you know, it's a funny world. Like I watch your guys' content all the time too. And you know, Eric, you've been talking about how everyone's trying to manipulate the algorithm and they're just doing things.
Seems so meaningless just, compared to everything and, you talk about.
Huh? And I'm just like, I can't play that game, man. Like, I just want to put myself out there. People want to do business with people that they know, they like, and they trust. And it's funny, like I will put out real estate content and sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't, but a lot of the personal stuff that I do gets the most amount of engagement. And I do get a lot of clients reaching out and hitting me up and talking about personal stuff, which ends up leading to, like, people will call me and they're like, I want to list my home with you because, like, I want to work with somebody that's as committed as you are when you did the Ironman. And I was like, that's amazing, right? Like, if you can set your mindset up and go from never done a marathon in your life, never swam in the open water, never even owned a road bike, to in 6 months, you can complete a full Ironman. Like, that's the type of agent that I want to work with. Somebody who, like, sets a goal and does everything they possibly can to achieve it. And that's, and it's great, man. I love it. And even yesterday the team did an ice cream event out in our new farm. And one guy came out there and started talking about triathlons. And we immediately connected, and he's lived in the neighborhood for 25 years. And the funny thing was, he goes, you know, Robert, I always tell everybody I'm never going to sell my house, but he goes, I know life happens sometimes. And at least now I know a great real estate agent I can call if life happens. And I was like, awesome. That didn't happen for any other reason than the fact that we bonded over doing triathlons.
Yeah. It wasn't because you sold 100 houses.
Yeah. He didn't care. He didn't even ask me for my marketing plan. He just wants to work with a real estate agent that has common interests that he has. Like, that's the world I want to work in. Like, I want to work with people that want to work with me because we have common interests.
Yeah.
It makes the real estate business a lot more fun.
It's about relatability, and people just still do not seem to understand that, a lot of agents. And like you said, people want to see certain traits in you, like working for that Ironman and getting ready for that and the preparation that goes into it. People appreciate that. They appreciate you taking risks. They don't really care except like, holy fuck, I don't even know what I just said there. At least for me, Bobby, cut that out. That's our producer. At least for me, no one cares. No one cares, like, how many houses. Very rarely someone asks how many houses I sell. They want to work with me because they like me. They want to work with me because they appreciate the time I put into the marketing and the videos. I've never gone someone message me off of just sold, or, you know, anything like that. It's always something that we're relating with, either it's music or watches, things I like. So I totally relate with that. And like you said, the guy says he knows a great real estate agent, and he literally does not know if you're a great real estate agent.
Yeah.
He just
likes because you. He could swim in the ocean doesn't mean he can sell a house.
Totally.
But he does go ahead.
It makes the business better, right? Like, when you work with strangers, they're grinding you on things that you don't want to talk about, right? Like, oh, will you do it for less? So-and-so will do it for less. Or what are you going to do to sell my home? Versus when there's a deeper relationship there, it's like, where do I sign? Let's get the ball rolling. And that's who I want to work with. Like, I like to work with clients that see the value in working with me and just let me do my thing. Yep. Don't get involved. You're just going to complicate things anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to compliment him one more time.
Okay.
And then we could wrap this up.
All right.
You're also your real estate content. You're doing some fun stuff now that's super outside the box. You and Ryan, you guys are reviewing fictional homes. You're watching movies and just commenting on it. Sometimes it's not even about real estate. You're playing Jenga. You're doing like planks on your Instagram. So it's all just like super entertaining and lighthearted and really outside the box stuff. So I think you should keep running with that. And
thank you.
I think that's really fun to watch too. It's so different than the type of content Matt and I mostly see with, you know, the reels and TikToks and realtors trying to, like you said, really hammer that algorithm. Like, it's just so outside of the norm. It's really,
you're
really
just
fun.
You're not trying to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you're just being you. And that's what's so great about it. Also, you're extremely handsome.
Yeah. You look great.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, I got a haircut for this.
Yeah, you have like a great tan right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's from the Iron Man.
I noticed
or it's
you're
crazy.
You're right in Newport Beach. Did you watch? I guess people from Orange County don't watch the OC, right? That's like weird.
It's sort of weird, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right where the show
is. It's soft,
is.
Actually.
It's soft, yeah. And no one calls it the OC, do they?
Well,
no
there's
one.
Laguna Beach. I used to watch that.
Oh,
yeah.
You call it the OC.
Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time I'm from OC. I don't say the OC.
Okay.
Yeah, the might be seem a little excessive, but I'm like, I'm from Orange County or I'm from OC. Yeah.
You know, but no doubt is from there.
Yes, there are just like about 15. She went to high school, I believe, in Fullerton or Buena Park, one of the North Orange County cities.
Oh, wow.
Anytime Matt and I talk to anyone on this podcast and they just say where they're from, he'll be like, oh, yeah, the leader of Dave Matthews Band.
I don't know where they're from, but I know a lot. Some like
there's a burrito shop in San Diego where the drummer of Blink, where Travis Barker used to eat California burritos. I knew that.
They talk about it in their songs, though. Right. Yeah. I'm
actually, there's a pizza spot right behind our office that's owned by the lead singer of Sugar Ray.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
We go there all the time. It's great.
McGrath. It's called Sergeant Pepperoni's.
Oh, it's genius.
Yeah, it is.
To play off the Beatles.
Is it good?
It's bomb. It is so bomb. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Mark McGrath, you're welcome. Free promotion.
Yeah.
On Sergeant Pepperoni's. That's a good name. I like that a lot. Awesome. Robert, I'm going to be honest. This episode, maybe one of my favorite episodes.
Wow, man. That's awesome. And
I was expecting nothing.
This is probably my least favorite episode, I would say. No, this I knew exactly what you would bring to this. And I think the audience is really going to enjoy how different this was and how it was about mindset and not just content, but how they could be intertwined as a marketing podcast. So thank you so much for coming on. And so for the people that don't follow you, where can they follow you so you can see all this crazy shit?
Instagram is the best place. It's Y Robert Mac is my handle. Yeah. And I'd love to connect. W-H-Y. I'd love to chat. I'd love to. W-H-Y Robert Mac. Yep. And I just want to say it was an honor being on this show. I follow both of you. I think you're both hilariously funny. Matt, you've just been crushing it for a couple of years. And Eric, I've just been following you forever. Even before we were friends, I was like, wow, this guy is so funny. And I love how you've taken the humor of it all, but you've created this like real engaging podcast over Ask where you actually bring, like I watch literally like 70% of the episodes you guys have put out, I've watched. There's massive amounts of value. Like it's not joking around. You're not making fun of people. You're really bringing great content. We watch it and I'm like, damn, I'm going to take notes here. Like the door knocking one and stuff. Awesome stuff. So keep it going.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And
are we
frozen here?
You got frozen for a second. Oh,
whatever. Let's just
please don't be my internet connection.
That was a good way to end
the episode.
Right. Leave us with one more mindful, spat, but fuck it. It's over.
Eric just ruins everything and it just stops recording.
We could say the cliche, right? All great things happen on the other side of fear. I love that quote.
There we go. Okay.
Bam.
Don't be afraid to do stuff. Have fun. Live life.
There we go.
Sea never made a skilled sailor.
Dude, that is one of my favorite quotes of all time. In fact, we went sailing a couple months ago with, I don't know if you guys know Paul Salazar out in LA.
Yeah, you invited me.
Oh yeah, I invited you, dude. It was like the windiest.
Got lost in the mail.
It was the windiest day of the year. And even Paul was like, holy shit, let's get that. It was fun. So anyway, I digress.
Amazing.
The Broke Agent presents Over Ask Podcast.